Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Back to sliding doors, life-changing moments. A moment that if you made one decision, your life went one way. If you made another decision, your life went another way. And you look back and you think, okay, that was a sliding door moment. Annette, good morning to you.
Good morning, PJ. How are you?
Very good. This is to do with the Butterwin train crash.
Yeah, it is. I grew up in Butterwin, and on the day of the train crash, my dad, my uncle, and loads more people in the community all rushed to help, you know?
Yeah.
Because it was huge, and the emergency services wouldn't have been able to cope. But my mother then as well would have gone to the community centre where the less injured were brought to, and they would have done, you know, everything they could do to triage them, you know, look after the bandages and whatever, do you know what I mean? But
remind
I remember
people again, Annette, what happened. It was the worst train crash in the history of the state at the time.
Worst train crash, yeah, in the history of the state, yeah. So it happened in Butterwent. So yeah, the train basically, I believe there was a signal malfunction, and the tracks never changed to move the train from the track that it was on to the one it should have been on to avoid a collision. And unfortunately, the collision wasn't avoided.
Yeah.
And so it was a massive, massive crash. Yeah, it was huge. And even now to this day, if you go in, if you're in Butterwent, you go into the church there and they have a full list of everybody who passed away on the day.
They do. I remember being in that church.
So you can read the names anytime. Yeah. There was 3 or 4 nuns, I believe, on the train that day.
I have a connection to Butterwent myself, yeah. Annette, because when I was a very small boy, my dad was the sergeant in Butterwent, out the garden.
Oh, wow.
And lived. Remember the old Garda station was shaped like a castle?
Yes.
And there was living quarters there. Yeah, I was a very small boy, and my family lived there. My dad was stationed there. So
wow,
I always had that kind of personal connection to Butterwent. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. We used to know the shops down the town and O'Neill's, Tony O'Neill's.
O'Neill's still going strong.
Still going strong. So I know and have great affection for Butterwent. So I remember listening to the coverage of that crash on the radio on the night.
Well, I would have been a very young girl because it happened on the 1st of August 1980, and I was 6.
Yeah.
But there was a birthday party in my house that day. It was my brother's birthday. And we just remember hearing all the sirens and everything. And of course, back then, you know, when you hear sirens, it was an uncommon noise. It wasn't something that you'd hear every day. Do you know what I mean? And next thing, as I said, the house phone rang, the good old phone on the wall that nobody has anymore. And it was somebody ringing my mom to go down to the community centre and basically just, you know, start helping out with that. And then my dad was coming back from, I believe he was working in Aughanish in Foynes at the time. He was a carpenter. And so himself and his brother, plus, as I said, many more gents and whoever around the town, they went to the actual crash site to help with basically getting people out or indeed a recovery, which was the case with a good few bodies, unfortunately, you know. Yeah. And there's YouTube footage of it, actually, and because my dad is gone now, 11 years. And so, you know, I have watched the footage and seen Dad. And you know who else actually is in the footage? And it's a man you would know very well, is John Cahill.
Ah, my old friend John. He's in the States now. Yeah, he was.
Yes.
Yeah,
he was our engineer. Yeah, friends with him on Facebook. Yeah, he was indeed. And you can see John, actually, and a couple of, because John would have lived two doors from me in Budavent. And so, yeah, when you look at the YouTube footage, you can see John in it as well. So, but yeah, so then many years later, PJ, I was working in Killarney in the Castle Heights Hotel. It was about maybe 94, I think. Mm. And I was as chatty as I am now. And I was working in the hotel and used to be chatting to everybody. And I met a man in particular one day. His wife had just passed away. And he had come to Killarney because they had always loved coming to Killarney. And he came to Killarney and he happened to be staying in the hotel where I was working. And I'm sure I just got chatting to him. And, you know, my heart was out to him, you know, after losing his wife and that. And we were just chatting away as the days went by, you know, because he was staying in the hotel. And one day he said to me, "Where are you from?" And I said, "I'm actually from Budavent." Well, PJ, when I tell you he started bawling, crying, I didn't know where to put myself, you know. And I was like, "Oh my God, what is this? What is wrong?" You know. And so I sat down with him, much to my manager's annoyance. But anyway, and he told me that his granddaughter died on the train in Budavent that day.
Oh, my.
Yeah. And of course, obviously me saying, you know, just saying, "Oh, yeah, well, I'm from Budavent," not realizing anything, obviously brought it back to him. And the fact that his wife had just died, he was obviously, you know, already in a hard place in his life. And he told me that they found out, you know, after the crash, or I don't know how long afterwards.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
So whatever, I don't remember the details. But she died solely because she was she had chewing gum in her mouth. She was chewing gum when the train crash happened, and the chewing gum choked her.
Through the impact, she's, yeah. Oh my goodness me.
Through the impact of the crash, yeah, it was actually the chewing gum that killed her. She choked on it. Now, whether she had any injuries or anything like that now or not, I have no idea. Yeah. I think I was probably only maybe, what was I, barely 17, 18. I didn't know what to say. Do you know what I mean? And I certainly wasn't going to ask any more questions than that.
Yeah.
But I just couldn't believe that here we were in Killarney talking to this lovely man who's, you know, my heart went out to him.
Yeah.
And found out that his lovely granddaughter died in the crash.
Well, in terms of moments and stories,
that was definitely a sliding door for her.
Oh, absolutely.
And for the family, obviously.
Yes. Mm. Moments that people are recalling to us. Yours, actually, Annette, is the second to do with Budavent. My grand. Sharon,
well, I heard you mention Budavent earlier on, which is why I messaged, yeah.
Yeah, we'll remind people again what Sharon said. She said her grandfather was up in Dublin with his son, right. But they missed the train. And it was August 1st, 1980. He was meeting his niece on the train. Everyone that was in the carriage with her died because the train crashed. So either he would have died or they might have been in a different carriage.
Might have been in a different carriage. Yeah, and I wonder, actually, just out of curiosity, what age that girl was, that niece he was meeting, because I wonder, is it the same girl I'm talking about?
Holy moly, wouldn't that be some connection?
Wouldn't it now? And I mean, I have no recollection of her name. I've often looked at the list of names in Budovan Church when I go in there. I go in there every Christmas because my dad, as I said, was a gifted carpenter, and he was, dad would have built the old-fashioned wooden crib that's still in Budovan Church. They still use it every year for Christmas. So I go every year to see it, And so I would be there often enough. And I've looked at the list many, many times, but I couldn't pick out what I would say would be that girl. Do you know what I mean? I don't know her name or anything. There's a couple of names possibly could be her, but I don't know. You know,
it's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, but really, I just had a strong connection with the church. Yeah, and when I heard you mention Budovan earlier on, then I said, you know, that's definitely something that was a sliding door moment for her family. You know, for her family.
Indeed. All right. Thank you for that, Annette. 0818 96 96 96 What if that was the case? But it's probably not. But what if that was the case of the men that Annette met in Killarney, whose granddaughter had died on the train? And what if it was Sharon, whose grandfather missed the train? Maybe it was it the same? Oh, goodness me. Impossible to know. Terrible tragedy. If you don't know anything about it, probably look it up. There is footage on YouTube, as Annette said, of what happened after it. It's old, I think, RTE newsreel footage or other newsreel footage from way back then, but it was a horrific crash. 0818 96 96 96 Stephen, you remember the Butterfront train crash. Good morning.
Good morning, PJ.
You were in Liscarroll.
I was working in the Bank of Budovan at the time, and we had a sub office out in the Scal that we used to attend every Friday.
Yeah.
And we were coming back in towards Budovan, I would say about 10 to 1 on that August Bank Holiday Friday, 1980, and it was a glorious day I will always remember. And I came back to the bank with the porter. And we unloaded whatever we had to unload out of the car. And the next thing, an ambulance, a squad car, came down the street above and doing about 90 or 100 miles an hour. So I went straight back over. We were after crossing the Liverpool Crossing a few minutes beforehand. And I was one of the first three on the scene that day.
Wow.
Now, when I arrived over there, the dining car was about 40 feet in the air, which was made of timber at the time, and there wasn't a geeks or a meeks out of anybody in the train. There was nobody shouting, roaring or anything. That will give you an idea to how close I was there to it just after happening.
You remember the silence, the after silence?
Yes, wow. Yes.
Wow.
And all I could see was some of the diesel tanks that were under the carriages at the side of the, or underneath the carriages, had been burst by the impact.
Wow.
Waited there then, and what we had to do then, this accident was caused by lack of communication, really, between Charleville Railway Station and Budovan Railway Station.
Mm.
And what had happened that morning was the ballast train had been filled on the downward line side, and he had gone away. And he had gone out, crossed over to the upward line side and headed up towards Charleville Station. And the Dublin, or the Cork-bound train from Dublin, came down the line. The pointsman didn't have time to set the points properly.
Yes.
And when it reached the point where the points were, the train slew off to its left into the side of rail track that was there for the ballast train.
Yes, yeah, because there were manual points back then, of course, and there had
exactly,
to be...
Exactly, yes. Yeah. But it is ironic at the time that Willie O'Brien, God rest his soul, had two of the biggest cranes in Munster, in Cork City. One of them had come through Budovan that morning, about half 8, and it was back in Cork.
Yeah.
The other crane was above somewhere in County Limerick, and we had to organised to get those two cranes down to Buttevant under guard escort, because these cranes wouldn't be travelling more than 25 kilometres an hour. And Willie O'Brien himself arrived down in a pinstripe suit. I'll always remember it. He parked up his car, he got out, he opened the boot, he put on the Wellingtons. At that stage then, there was a ballast being drawn from Ballybeg Quarry, which is the old limestone quarry in Ballybeg that was owned by Cole and Shukra Aaron.
Yeah.
And we were marking out where we had to put out the jacks for the cranes.
Right.
Because this took a lot of time. And the cranes were not actually in action until about 9 o'clock, half nine that night.
That's right. I remember it running very late into the night, Stephen, and listening to the radio. I was only a teenager, but listening to the radio very late into the night.
Yes.
As they were attempting to, which was recovery at that stage, because very few
That's
people
right,
were,
yes.
were rescued.
It was a recovery situation, yes. There was 18 people died in that accident, I think, and there was one more died after.
Yeah.
And the Gardaí Síochána and Fairness to them in Buttevant had a great job to do, because this went on for a couple of days, because the deceased people, unfortunately, a lot of them were taken to Mallow, which was close enough, and more of them had to be taken to Cork. But the belongings of them then had to be stored in the Garda station, and there was a lot of different nationalities on the train, because it was a bank holiday Friday.
That's right. And busy train.
The train was absolutely packed, like, you know.
Yeah. It's a moment that never leaves you, isn't it,
no,
Steve?
No, it sure is, yes. And I also worked in Castletown Bear in West Cork. I did two stints down there, totally about 5 years. And I started in after leaving Castletown Bear for the second time, and I went to Clonakilty. And the first Monday morning I worked in Clonakilty was the morning after the night below in Whiddy Island when the
Betelgeuse
exploded. Yes, yeah.
Good Lord, you've seen stuff.
So I've seen it up with.
All right, okay. Stephen, yeah. I thank you very much for your call. Have a good day. Stephen Carroll was one of the first on the scene at the Buttevant train crash, and just that's amazing.
Cork's 96 FM.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.